All right, this is it. My name is Jeff Kay, and you are listening to episode 112 of the world-famous West Virginia Surf Report podcast. How you guys doing? I'm doing well, thank you. Appreciate you asking. It's cool again. We had several days in a row where it was hotter than August balls out there. Humid. Oh my God. Just dispiriting. Just go outside and it's just like, oh, here we go. The haze. The haze is back. I think we had like 10 days in a row of perfection, just sheer perfection. And I mean, we hit by the hammer. The humidity hammer. But last night we had some kind of like storm roll through here, and it's cool again. So yeah, I know it's short lived. So I'm appreciating it. I'm not going to take it for granted because this is perfection. Also, as I record this, both boys are out of the house. Super rare. This never happens. The younger boy's working. He has a job at a grocery store. Got into it with somebody the other day. The manager had talked to him. He said, I'm not going to be talked down to by a bunch of rednecks. That was his defense on that deal. And the older boy's out with a friend, this guy that they've known each other since like kindergarten. I don't know. Well, you know, they were friends all the way through. Then they kind of like went apart. Now they're back, you know, now they're out. Hiking, supposedly. I don't know. I'm a little concerned, but I don't want to get into that. Anyway, there's nobody here except for me and Tony. Tony's upstairs watching the rioting. And I'm down here recording the podcast down here in the bunker. So hope you're doing well wherever you are. We went on a beer run today. Went all the way to Exeter, PA. Which, it's one of these weird places where if you pull it up in Google Maps, it says something like, I don't know, it's like 14 miles, but it takes like 38 minutes to get there or something like that. I don't know the exact numbers, but it's something along those lines. It's like an outrageous, if it was all interstate, it would take you like 10 minutes to get there. It takes 40 or something because you have to go on these ridiculous back roads. You feel like you're going into the 1800s. It's like, what is happening? This is the 1920s. You go a couple more blocks. Okay, 1890. You know? But then there's this, like, beer store out in the middle of there. You get into this area that's pretty nice, and then there's this beer store there. It's called Sabatini's Bottle Shop. And it's, like, unbelievable. I mean, this place is, it's a destination. It's a place you go to just to go there. It's not some place that you go to on your way. It's a destination for us. And we go there, I don't know, maybe like four times a year. We don't go often, but it's fantastic. They have beer in there. They have all the craft beers. It's a temple to the craft beer. I mean, they have everything. They have a bar in there too, but they're not currently open on account of the virus. But you can go in there and buy, carry out, like six packs and whatnot. So we went in there, we bought three different beers, and one of them was a four-pack, one of those 16-ouncer deals, four 16-ouncers, and two six-packs, and that'll hold us for a while, maybe. So anyway, so we did that today. Beautiful. It's beautiful out there. Love it. Apparently, our county is going from red status to yellow next week. Pennsylvania, they have like the different colors as far as this thing goes. And we're one of the last counties to be moved into the yellow category, which means, you know, it doesn't really mean much. You still can't go into a restaurant, although you can sit on a patio. If a restaurant has a patio, you can sit out and eat outside. So we're edging back towards normalcy, I guess, but not as quickly as I'd like to see. Not that I want to do anything insane, but, you know, it feels like it's moving very slowly. But anyway, so that's happening. Over the weekend, it was kind of frustrating because, Tony, you know, we were talking about buying a car, right? In fact, we started talking about this last winter. We said in spring we're going to buy an SUV. We're going to trade my car in, my Chevy Cruze in. We're going to buy an SUV. So now that spring is here, it's actually probably summer now. I don't know. We haven't bought anything. And we'd been over there looking a few times at this place we like. And we were planning to make an appointment. I called over there and I said, "How do you buy a car? How do you buy a car in 2020? What the shit's going on?" And the guy said, "You just have to make an appointment, we'll meet you here." And I said, "Okay." He goes, "Just give us a call back when you want to look at something, and we'll take care of you." So we were planning on. The plan was call them on Friday, set up an appointment for Saturday, go over there and look at some of those Nissan Rogues, or maybe that there's a Ford Edge, one of those. We'll take a look at them, maybe drive them, you know. So Tony said, "Don't forget to call the car dealership and set up that appointment for tomorrow." I said, "Okay." I said, "Now we're sure we're going to do this, right? Because we get over there, it's going to be hard to get away." And she goes, "Yeah, maybe we should wait till September." I said, "What? Hang on a second. What do you mean?" She goes, "I don't know. I think it would be smarter if we just wait till September." I said, "Why September? Were you just like pulling dates out of your ass? I don't even understand. I mean, what is the significance of the month of September?" She goes, "I just think it would be better, at the end of the summer." I said, "I don't." But, so we get into like a mini argument about this thing. I'm like, it was very frustrating. I said, this is cruel. I said, "You can't be flipping the new car switch and then just unflipping it all willy-nilly." I said, "That doesn't work." She goes, "I think September would be a better time to buy." I said, "We've been working on this. We've been operating under this plan that we're going to buy a new car in the spring. And the spring is here. And now as soon as you're the one that brought it up. You're the one that told me to call them." And then suddenly, I said, "Now we're sure we want to buy this. We're sure we're ready to do this, right?" And then just like, "No, I think September." am I on punked or something? What the hell's? So we got into it, and I said, "All right, forget it. Let's just do it in September." I just fold. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. But it's very frustrating. I don't understand. She goes, "Well, that other car will be paid off in August." I was like, "Okay, well, at least now I know where September came from." Like, all right, whatever. Whatever. So I guess the new car thing's off. I don't have the energy to fight anymore. I fight a little bit, but I'm not going to full war over this thing. I have no problem with my car. It's just I had it in my head we're going to get a new one, and that's an exciting thing. And the switch was flipped, and then she just like walks by it, just like one of those light light switches that don't do anything in your house. You have any of those? They don't really do anything. I don't even know what they are. You just walk by it every once in a while, just flip it. Well, that's what she's doing. She's like, "All right, flip, just flick it up." Flick it down, just all willy-nilly. That's too much. It's going to give me the bends. Can't handle this. So that's frustrating. Then she goes, "Why don't you and the younger boy, or no, I'm sorry, the older boy." This is how I refer to them, the older boy and the younger boy. I don't want to say their names. I don't know why. I don't know what the point of all this secrecy is. But anyway, the older boy, she goes, like on Friday, she goes, "Why don't you guys get Subway today? They're having this buy one, get one free." I said, "How's that work? I mean, how do you just..." She goes, "Well, you have to order on the app." I said, I don't have the Subway app. I said, if I had the Subway app on my phone and I was in a car wreck, I'd be very embarrassed that they would see I've already got the JCPenney app on there. You know, I can't, you know, if I'm killed in a fiery crash, these policemen and paramedics would be like, this guy has the Subway app and the JCPenney app. What a loser. I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking too much about it. She goes, you have to order through the Subway app. I said, I don't have that and I'm not downloading it. She goes, well, you can do it on the online too. I said, okay, that sounds good, I guess. I mean, I don't know. This place sucks, but, you know, for some reason, you know, like every once in a while it sounds kind of good. And she goes, so I brought it up on my computer down here, and the thing's like super complicated. It's one of these hip, you know, very hip, you know, supposed to be like very interactive and user-friendly. It's not user-friendly. It's like counterintuitive. And it's like very confusing. And I went on there and I figured out how to order mine, right? Although it was difficult because the thing like defaults to it. Like I ordered a BMT, which is Italian, whatever. What does BMT stand for? I don't know. It doesn't matter. Ordered one of those, and the thing defaults to certain toppings, and then so that's like if you order it, if you put it in your whatever your bag, it says, would you like to put this in your bag? You know, it has toppings on it, but then you can go in and like take stuff off and add stuff to it. I don't know who decides these default settings. So anyway, I figured out how to do it. It was not, you know, it was very frustrating to me. And then I had the older boy down here. I said, "What do you want?" He goes, "A chicken." I said, "Can you be more specific? Because there's like five different chickens on here. I don't know. There's teriyaki chicken. There's." He goes, "Just chicken." I said, "Can you just tell me?" Well, I said, "Look at these options here and tell me which one you want." He's like, "God." So I'm already getting irritated. So he goes, roasted chicken. I said, okay. I said, what do you want on it? And he defaulted to all this shit. And one of the things was lettuce, you know, that was on there. He goes, I don't want lettuce. I said, okay. He goes, no, put it on there. Go ahead and leave it on there. I said, do you want it or do you not want it? Not really. I said, okay, I'll remember. Nah, go ahead and leave. I'm like, oh my God. I said, would you shit or get off the pot on this lettuce? I mean, how is lettuce, you know, how can you be indecisive about lettuce? He's like, God, it's not even worth it. I said, it sure isn't. You know, these things are going to suck anyway. He said, they're going to be trash. These are trash sandwiches. He goes, forget it. And I said, yeah, let's forget it. And then I was like, come on, let's do it. Let's finish this bitch. And so we got through the thing. And then I go to the part where you pay and all that. And the thing says, you need to log in. I'm like, oh, my God, here we go. I don't have who has a Subway login, you know? So I went in and I signed up for their little club and, you know, the thing was, it wanted to know what my date of birth is and all this stuff. A lot of stuff that I don't feel is relevant unless they're going to give me something free on my birthday, I guess. But anyway, so I went through that and the thing said, after I signed into the thing goes, the items in your bag are not connected to this account. I said, what the... What's this, you know? And so I had to go recreate the thing, right? I had to go back and, you know, I was like, forget it, man. This is the biggest bunch of bullshit, you know? I go, all right, forget it. All right, let's go. Let's do it. So I went, I powered through and I put my sandwich back in there with the right toppings and stuff. And I went through and I said, now, this is what's on here. This is what you want, right? And he goes, maybe you can take the lettuce off. I'm like, oh, my God. I said, are you serious? He goes, back to the lettuce. And then he goes, oh, could I have it toasted? I said, I don't know how to do that. Because I'm looking through there, it doesn't have anything. Then there's this like little circle down in the bottom with a drawing of a flame inside of it. And I click that. I mean, I don't know. And it worked. So I ordered the thing, finally. I mean, it was an ordeal. I mean, this is an ordeal. But it was buy one, get one free. The thing costs like $7.41 for 2-foot longs. I said, you got to go pick it up. I'm not going over there. I said, I'm already spent. I'm emotionally drained, and I can't deal with it. So you go over there. He said he went over there, and he drove up to the drive-thru, you know, to the drive-in window or drive-up window, and there's nobody there. Nobody came. He's like honking the horn, you know, nobody. So he had to circle around the building, park out front, go inside. And he goes inside, and there's nobody there. The place is open. I mean, he walked into the place. There's nobody there. And eventually some teenage girl comes out, strolling out, looking at her phone, you know. And you know, she's like, yeah. Not welcome to Subway. How can I help you? I'd like to help you in any way I can. No. It's like, yeah. She goes, we called in an order. Name, you know, just attitudinal. I mean, I don't know what's going on. You know, at the beginning of this thing, when the thing started, I remember I told you everything was locked down for a long time. And then it suddenly felt like a finger snap, and everybody was out doing stuff again. It's like everybody decided on the same day, no more of this. You know, no more staying home. We'll wear a mask if we have to, but we're not staying at home. Everybody's out, and everybody's like super friendly because they've been locked in their house together and, you know, away from you. You know, everybody's like super friendly. Well, that's out the window. That super friendly stuff's gone. Now it feels like people are more hostile than they have been. I don't know what's going on. It's like society is like spiraling downward, you know. But anyway, so we finally got those stupid sandwiches, and they're shitty. You know, that's not a good, you know. That Jersey Mike's, you familiar with that place? It's like 1,000 times better. It's expensive, but, you know, I mean, that's, I don't know. Yeah. The whole thing's unsatisfactory, even at half price. What else we got on? Oh, we also, here's another thing. I think we're, you know, I'm criticizing other people for not getting along and being shitty to each other. But listen to this. I was kind of just joking around, but we're talking about... My son is talking about this, some kind of documentary that he watched about Electric Lady. So what it's called? Electric Lady Studios, where Hendrix used to record. And he said that these guys in the documentary were walking down these stairs, and there's this giant mural of Jimi Hendrix, and the guy goes, missed you, Jimmy. And I'm like, eh. I said, how old is this guy, like 26? I said, do you think he knew Jimi Hendrix? Because Jimi Hendrix died in like 1971, something along those lines. And he's like, God, you know, I mean, I guess that's dickish. I mean, he's telling me a story and I'm like shitting all over it. But I don't know. That seems pretentious. Oh, I miss you, Jimmy. Okay. Oh, you guys are tight, you know. All right. You know, whatever. Kind of shitty. But then, I mean, we started talking about Jimi Hendrix, about how he was in the army, you know, and he was a paratrooper. And didn't he get kicked out? Hendrix, I'm talking about. Didn't he get kicked out of the army because he was like masturbating, like just constantly, just never ending, just wall to wall masturbation? That's the way I remember it. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I have my stories incorrect. I think they said, you know, a little bit is okay, but God, you know, it can't be the center of your entire day. I mean, we're you know, protecting a country here, you know, something along those lines. I don't know. I probably should check my facts, but that's the way I remember it. Anyway, so he was a paratrooper, and he was jumping out of airplanes, Jimi Hendrix. I said, he missed it. I said, here you go. I said, he missed his calling on that deal. I said, when he played Woodstock, he should have come in on a parachute with a guitar around his neck, you know, and he could just, like, glide that thing into the stage, step out of his parachute, plug in, start playing. The place would have been pandemonium. My son's just like standing there looking at me. He goes, how come, can we just have like a normal conversation? Why does everything have to be like this? I said, what? I said, I'm dead serious. I said, if he's a trained paratrooper, I said, he could have come in on a parachute with a guitar around his neck. He goes, that's ridiculous. I said, I don't think it is. So anyway, you know, everybody's getting on each other's nerves. I think Tony's about had it, you know. She's about had it with all of us. She's going to go see her sister in a couple weeks. She's going by herself. She's going to jump in the car and just head on down there, baby. So head on down to North, or is it South Carolina, to stay with Nancy and the gang. You know, she's had enough. She's like, this is enough of this nonsense. I don't know. I feel like she's about had it with me. Although I think that there's other aggravations, and I just get the brunt of it. She can't or won't be mean to the kids. But she sure as hell will be mean to me, you know? So she has feelings about, you know, she's aggravated about certain things. But she won't take it out on the kids, so I get 100% of it, you know? You know what I'm saying? It's not great. Things need to open up so we can get out and do things. And anyway, there's nothing to do. I mean, we go down to Exeter and buy beer. It's like the exciting thing to do. I guess I could be out there mowing the grass. That shit's not going to happen. By the way, speaking of that, yesterday, the guy came, you know, the guys came to mow our lawn. We pay somebody to mow the lawn because it's not something I want to do. And the kids, like, half-ass it, you know? You know, it's just something, it's just another thing we argue about sometimes. Although this is like the third year in a row, so Tony's like, all right, I guess this is the way it's going to be. So we pay these guys. They do a really good job. And this guy's riding on this thing, this mower that's like, it's got a wingspan. I mean, he can go back and forth like three times and he covers the entire front yard. The thing's so wide, you know, and you know, it's huge. And he goes barreling through down the side of our house, and there's like a hill on the side of the house, and he's like riding down through there, like top speed. He doesn't have any fear. Guy doesn't have an ounce of body fat. He's always like shirtless. His head's like shaved. He has this look on his face like he's about ready to, you know, it's one of these guys you wouldn't want to mess with. This guy kick your ass, you know. He's out there. So yesterday he came and he was mowing, and him and his gang. And we heard this real loud racket, you know, and the thing just abruptly stopped, the mower. And the guy, we were like, what the? We looked out the window, and the guy's like halfway down the hill, it's like a steep hill that goes down to where the half shirts, our neighbors, aka known as the half shirts. It's like halfway down, he's like, the thing's like turned sideways, and it's halfway down the hill. It's like leaning precariously. If it wasn't so frickin' wide, the thing would have tumbled down that hill. And the guy's out there yelling, you know, all kinds of profanity. I think Papa Half Shirt was out there screaming at him. I'm like, oh, shit, man, I don't want to get involved in this. You know, I'm not going to... The guy's got the thing down the hill. I don't know how... I don't want to be involved in this. So we just kind of, like, acted like we didn't know what was going on. Next thing you know, he's got the thing up and he's riding it again. I'm like, how in the hell did he get that thing up there? How did he get it off the side of the hill? You know? It's like, this is the difference. If something were to happen like that to me, the whole day would be ruined, you know? And I wouldn't even know how to get the thing out of there. I wouldn't know. And if I did, whatever I attempted would take literally hours. This guy had this thing back up on level ground in, I'm not kidding, like 5-10 minutes tops. Maybe it felt like 5 minutes. He was on that thing again, riding, you know, bouncing up and down, you know, his bald head, you know, his shaved head, like glistening, you know. And afterwards, I went out there and I said, you have a little trouble? He goes, oh, yeah, I misjudged it, went down the hill. It's not the first time I've been down that hill. I said, seriously? He goes, yeah, I've been down it before. He goes, it's a dangerous job. I'm thinking, why don't you take it down? Why do you have to run wide open? I mean, it seems like you could take the speed down a little bit. I said, how'd you get it up? And he goes, come along. I said, okay. I don't know. I don't know what he attached it to. He got the thing up. So anyway, that happened yesterday. The half shirts. I mean, it didn't go all the way down into there. It didn't even go to their yard because we own the hill. So they weren't very, you know, they hate us. They hate me. And they hate me the most. And then there's a pecking order. I don't know how they feel about the kids. Probably hate them too because they're related to me. So anyway, that happened yesterday. That was kind of crazy. What else I have going on? I don't know. Oh, I have a hang on a second. Hold on a second. I'll put this thing on hold for a second. Okay. I have a call that came into the hotline. This is a little bit of a mind blower. But it's from Charlie in Virginia, and here it is.
Jeff, Charlie in Northern Virginia, first time caller, long time listener and reader of your blog and the ramblings of a man from West Virginia. Two things. First, baseball. If you haven't caught Brockmire, I believe it's on Hulu. Still one of the paid subscription streaming channel ripoff things. I highly suggest it. It's absolutely fabulous. If you have caught it, ramble on about that. I think that's a masterpiece and satire on baseball. Number two, I too used to suffer from continual blowouts of pants, hefting my big butt in and out of pants, pretty much destroyed many a pair of Dockers and jeans and other things. I've switched to Carhartt jeans. I am a true believer in those now. I haven't blown one out in the last 3 years. And they are hardy and they hold up to the damage and the things that I do on a daily basis, which is pretty light work. I'm not a blue collar hard steel worker. I work in an office similar to you. Carhartt. Go with Carhartt pants. They have a lot of nice selections, and they're not that expensive. They're not as expensive as Duluth Trading. I can assure you of that, because I looked at those as well. Thanks, Jeff. Keep up the good work, and look forward to hearing more ramblings. Peace. Bye.
Thanks, Charlie. Much appreciated. You know, the crazy thing about that is just a couple of days ago, I got a text. I received a text from producer Zip asking if I'd ever watched Brockmire, and I didn't really know what it was. And now I have you recommending the same thing. I find that to be crazy. But there you go. I will definitely watch it. That sounds right up my... It's a satire of baseball. It's funny. It's super funny, they say. You guys say. I'm on it. So thank you guys, both of you guys, for the recommendation. I will definitely watch it. And your pants recommendation, did you say Carhartt? What is it? Is that Carhartt or something? I don't know. I think I know what you're talking about. I think they sell it at like Dick's Sporting Goods and places like that. I'll check that shit out because I still haven't zeroed in on the jeans that I need to wear. So, I'll check it out. And I will. I'll take a look at them, see what they have. And I need all the help I can get in the ass blowout realm, you know. So and I told you I told you guys I'm on a search because I'm having a crisis, and I any kind of tips are definitely appreciated, and I will check into that. So thank you guys for the Brockmire. Thank you for the ass covering recommendation. I gotta have that sturdy. I gotta get some kind of dirty fabric, because the Punisher, the Punisher will lay waste to normal grade denim. Cannot withstand, the power of the Punisher. And when I say the Punisher, I'm talking about my ass. All right. So anyway, we're at the end of this thing. I appreciate you guys listening. If you want two of these instead of just a measly one. And I can't think of any reason why you wouldn't. I mean, there's just no logical reason why you would only want one of these. I mean, one is bullshit. Two is the sweet spot. That's where you need to be. And it's easy to do. You can head on over to Patreon. That's Patreon. So it's patreon.com jeffk. Sign up for a $4 or more monthly donation, and you'll instantly gain access to all the previously recorded patron-only episodes, and you'll gain access to all the new ones as they're released. It's fantastic. You get two every week instead of just one. And how cool is that? So do that today, patreon.com/jeffk. Also, if you want to call in like Charlie did, you can do that too. 570-290-8151 is the number. That's the Surf Report hotline. So you can do that too, 24 hours a day. It's a voicemail system. You're not going to have to worry about me answering it because it doesn't work that way. Call it 24 hours a day. Drink, you know, get your drink on, whatever you know. Just give me a call, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning. It doesn't matter. 570-290-8151. Also, there's a email address that's surfreportpod@gmail.com. I have to admit something here. I set that thing up, and I'm almost 100% sure that I set up notifications on it, and I never got any notification that there was new emails in there, so I didn't even look at it, and that's stupid. I mean, I admit it. I mean, I do a lot of stupid shit. But I looked at it the other day just out of curiosity, and there's a whole bunch of emails in there that I never read, never knew they were there, obviously never responded to, so I apologize. I'll get on them, and I'm sorry about that, but Now that I know better, I'll check it on a daily basis. If you want to send me something, you can do it right now. surfreportpod@gmail.com. All right, we're at the end of this thing. I hope you enjoyed it. I appreciate everything you guys do, and I hope you to see you over on the Patreon side in a couple days. Until then, you guys have yourselves a fine rest of the week. I'll see you. Bye. I think we had like 10 days in a row of perfection, just sheer perfection. And I mean, we were hit by the hammer, the humidity hammer.